her State of the Judiciary remarks to the Maine legislature, State Supreme Court Chief Justice Lee Softly reflected on the state of juror compensation in Maine.
Jurors should be appropriately compensated for their time and for the miles they drive to perform their civic duties.
It's an issue that's become problematic in courthouses around Maine, where jurors called to duty are often unable to afford child care or transportation. As A.J. Higgins reports, Maine lawmakers are being asked to consider legislation to help make amends.
The right to a trial by jury has long been considered a cornerstone of the American justice system. But Softly is concerned about Maine's low compensation rate of $10 per day and 15 cents per mile travel reimbursement. Few lawmakers know the effects of the state's juror compensation program better than Democrat John Martin, who represents Maine's northernmost legislative district in Aroostook County.
When a constituent of mine gets called to Superior Court in Houlton, if they happen to come from Allegash, it's 145 miles one way. And so you can well imagine sometimes what that means to them in terms of the potential expense.
Martin is among three lawmakers proposing bills to increase juror compensation. His would restore the daily compensation rate to $20 a day, exactly where it was in 1991 when the state weathered a major budget crisis that slashed the rate to $10 a day. The mileage rate under the bill would match the current state employee reimbursement rate of 44 cents a mile. It would be the first increase in 34 years. Judicial Department spokeswoman Julie Finn says complaints about juror compensation lead the list of topics that lawmakers bring to her each year.
They have been contacted by a constituent who has called to say that they cannot afford to serve on a jury and that it's a hardship for them. Candidly, my response to that is that it is a hardship. It's called jury duty, not jury work. We are not proposing that people make money, but just that they be reasonably reimbursed for their time, inconvenience, and expenses. In our rural towns, I don't need to tell you that hardship is greater.
But what represents a hardship for one juror may just be a day at the office to another. Many employers, particularly those with collective bargaining agreements, will reimburse workers at their daily salary rate if they are called to serve on a jury. But for those who are self-employed or who are forced to pay for child care in order to serve, jury duty can be a hardship. State Senator Chris Johnson, a Somerville Democrat, sits on the Judiciary Committee.
The woman with the children on any other day, they're still going to have the children. And you know, unless you start scheduling court appearances on weekends, that doesn't mean that there'll be the other working member of the household available to watch them or whatever other arrangement might be possible.
It would be great if we had some sense of, in these difficult times, how women and men are represented in our juries and how much this sort of expense is a factor.
What jurors do is very important, and we should treat them or hold them in the same high esteem and provide this compensation.
Representing the Maine State Bar Association, Avery Day told the Judiciary Committee that jurors who are less than happy with the terms of their service may take it out on attorneys in the case with their verdicts. District Attorney Jeff Rushlow says prosecutors face the same potential fate.
Angry jurors probably are not on the side of the state in a criminal case. If they feel that they're somehow being deprived of their liberty, forced to appear for a pittance, then who else but to take it out on but the state of Maine in a criminal case?
All three bills crafted to increase juror compensation are slated to be reviewed by the Judiciary Committee next Tuesday. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.